It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think at that case, we'll have to wait to see how it plays out. If it is smaller, non-sexy moves, per se, and non-big names in here.
Cute moves.
But they fill out.
They're not sexy, but they're cute.
They have a good personality.
Right, good personality. They fill out.
Really funny.
They fill out the lineup in places where they are weak. That can obviously help the team make the postseason and then go on a postseason run. So I don't think, you know, we can be but too critical in that sense because, yeah, they were active. Yes, they did improve the team. Okay, so how much are you going to complain if they keep all these great prospects they have? On the other end of the spectrum, which is why I say it's two different conversations.
Well, can I answer that question real quick?
Go ahead.
How upset will I be if they keep all the prospects and fall out of the playoff race this year? I'll be very upset.
That's not what I said.
I thought that's not what I said.
I said if they add to the team at the deadline and it's not the big name guys, but it helps them make the playoffs, and we'll see if they make a deep playoff run, then I don't believe we can complain.
Okay.
If you hang on to your prospects, you don't give them up, you make small moves that do improve your team at the deadline, and you get in, I don't think you could complain. On the other end of the spectrum, which is where I'm at, I don't want to give up too many great prospects. I get it. But I am willing to mortgage the future to a certain extent to go get I'm just going to throw a name out who I want. Another reunion here, since we're talking reunions with Paxton. I would love Nathan Eovaldi to come back, walk right into my life. If I have to give up a prospect to get him, I'm okay with that. But that's what I'm saying. I think it's two different conversations here.
It definitely is. The Red Sox have their big three of Meyer, Anthony, and Teal. On the latest MLB prospect list, top 100 in all of baseball, those three, Meyer's number 7, Anthony's 14, Teal's number 24. You look at this trade that just got made today. The Diamondbacks traded for A.J. Puck from the Marlins, who's a lefty reliever. They started him off as a starter this year. He was terrible. They put him back in the bullpen. He's been good as a reliever. They had to give up their fourth best prospect, Davinson De Los Santos, and another guy named Andrew Pinter. And the only reason why I even bring that up is because, you know, neither of these guys are in the top 100, and that's what it took. Like, the market's starting to develop a little bit, and we heard Sam Kennedy yesterday say, hey, you know, we don't want to make any big proclamations. We got to see what the market looks like. We've seen what it took to get a Rosarena. We see this A.J. Puck trade. Red Sox are looking for a right-handed bat and a lefty reliever. It doesn't have to be a lefty, but a late-inning reliever, which Puck could be. What do you think of this market?
So I think that that's something that you can play in. Like, and I know that there's a fourth prospect that's been tossed in there as another untouchable Christian. He's a Christian.
Yes.
What's
so
his
I
last
like
name?
Him.
Yeah, so you want to hold on.
Doesn't matter what his
but
name.
With a K?
I'm rooting for him. Oh, it's Christian with a K?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's your stance on
trust.
That?
No, you cannot Hard trust
out?
Those
can't
people.
Can't trust.
No, no, no. Christians with a K? Or...
Christian Kardashian.
Ugh. Oh, definitely can't trust.
Come on. Usually Danish or something like that. Nah, weird. I don't know.
Look, yeah, obviously, yeah, I think what we saw, what you had to, quote, give up for Paxton is like the lowest level
right.
that you'll give up.
Mm.
I think that there's still plenty of other prospects that you can dive into, though. Like, yeah. I understand. I'm okay with sitting here and saying we're not going to touch the three that we never have, and that's too important. They're too close to the major leagues. I get that at this point. I understand. You've waited this long. You probably feel very close to knowing who those guys are. It makes sense to me. Other than that, I don't care. I mean, look, like the team, you have so much of the team under contract right now, and they're so young as they are,
right.
and a team in development, that beyond those, your very, very top prospects, now is the time to bring in what this young team here needs. And they haven't done that for years. And I think this is the trade deadline where, judging by where the very early days of where the market is, that's totally something that you can play in.
They have a farm system that, according to everybody, and I saw it, it's during the All-Star week with the futures game and then, you know, everything else during the draft. all the national people were saying the Red Sox farm system is one of the envies of the league. People That's love right. this farm system. They're stacked. They got guys at the top. They got guys at double A, single A, Dominican Summer League. They got guys everywhere. All right. And it's tradable pieces and players that they expect to be major leaguers. So, yeah, I mean, listen, this is when you start doing these things. This is when you start moving on. Unless you just want to have one of those farm systems and never spend on your team ever, which, I mean, that probably sounds pretty good to John Henry, doesn't it? Oh, we got this pipeline of cheap players. Why trade him?
Sounds like the Rays, right?
Right.
I mean, listen, outside of Mayer, Anthony, and Teal, maybe I'm a jerk. I think I'd pick up the phone for everyone.
Yeah.
I really would.
No, that's what I'm
for
saying.
For the right deal, sure.
Yeah. And maybe even those three I named, depending, right? But those three, I would probably play close to the vest unless it is the right deal that I felt, okay, if we do this and we give up a Teal, I'm just throwing out a name, then, you know, we have a real shot this year to go on a deep run or even make it to a World Series.
It's Christian Campbell, by the way,
yes,
is the guy. Christian with a K, Campbell. So, again, Christian's with a K. Just no time for that. People are saying the Rangers may be buying, Ryan just said, so chances of getting a
could
ball
be.
Might be tight
yeah.
if that's what they end up doing.
It could be.
You know the Astros are going to be buying. You know that the Mariners just bought. You know the Yankees are in talks with teams. You know the Orioles. I mean, Cleveland, all these teams. Minnesota is a playoff team. All of these teams are going to be looking to buy. And I really feel like the Red Sox waited too long to pick a lane. And I'm still not even convinced that they've picked that lane. Like, James Paxton's not picking a lane. I hate to say it.
Right.
Yesterday, Craig Breslow, well, it was the day before that, actually, when they announced the signing, Craig Breslow spoke about how the reaction in the clubhouse made him know that it was the right move to make.
When did you realize that, like, you know, oh, like, this is a guy who I can really work with and who has all of those attributes that you just have?
Yeah, so, you know, I think what this process or what the you know kind of natural growth of the relationship did is it helped me get much clearer in terms of like what I was looking for in a manager, which, you know, if I were to answer that question 8 months ago, I'm not sure what I would have said, right? And it was really easy early on to just kind of evaluate the like in-game decision making and strategy, the way that he was curious and asking for more information and, you know, would question, hey, did this make sense here, or can we do a little bit more work on defensive positioning? He tried to scramble to get people together and make sure that he was, you know, he and I were the ones that were able to tell the team before the game. It didn't work out perfectly, but I think he was able to grab some people and like, how do you know that this was the right decision? When I walked into the clubhouse, I got a round of applause, you know, which means like, obviously, those players care about him.
Probably the first time he's gotten a round of applause, right? In the locker room, would you think? Craig
well,
Breslow,
he's been in with the Red Sox, yeah.
When he's been there with the Red Sox, maybe with the Cubs he did. But yeah, that was the reaction. They all applauded him for extending Alex Cora. Yep. Before we get to the Cora extension, Craig Breslow, I thought, would have a little bit more goodwill going into today based on the team and I think the fan reaction to the Alex Cora signing. Doesn't seem like that was enough.
I think that there's a part of the fan base, Travis, who feel like they're worried that Cora is it. They're happy that Cora's staying.
That's the move.
And that's a really positive thing. But now, even with James Paxton, which to me is pretty much a nothing move if you're talking about investing and giving something up at this trade deadline, they think that, okay, they gave all this money to Cora, and maybe in part because it's cheaper to keep Cora
sure.
than to go out and spend on another starting pitcher.
Mike Lowell said $7 million is the difference from a hot dog rounding error is what he said, which right. sounds gross, but that's what he said about it. Listen, you like getting a standing ovation in the clubhouse, Craig Breslow? Trade for Vlad Guerrero. Watch what they do in the clubhouse then. They will be doing backflips in there if you bring in some real talent. If you actually help them after the last 3 years, these last high and bloom years, they're not doing anything. Exactly. They'll
Yay!
Be doing the Mad Dog cheer. And that's it would be well deserved. It's been a couple years now of just nothing. And not just Alex Cora, but the players, some of who are still on this team, feeling like this front office doesn't care about us. This front office doesn't believe in us. This front office refuses to invest in us. Do you know? You think they were applauding for Alex Cora? You bring in some players, it'll be like the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, which are going on right now. It will be everything you could possibly ever want, Brez. I promise you, they will be even happier. So if that's what you're looking for, let's start making some moves here. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Ryan Garvin's going to tell you what's trending, and then we're going to jump into a theory I saw Travis Thomas espousing on the Nesson Airwaves the other day. That's coming up right after trending right now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.